In this section, we will explore the legal intricacies of property crimes, a fundamental aspect of criminal law. Property crimes encompass various offenses, including theft, robbery, burglary, arson, criminal mischief, white-collar crimes, and fraud. Each of these crimes involves an unauthorized intrusion upon or taking of property, but they differ significantly in method, intent, and legal ramifications. A deep understanding of these distinctions is crucial for legal professionals navigating the criminal justice system. Let's delve into each category to uncover the complexities and legal theories underlying property crimes. 1. Theft, robbery, and burglary. Theft. Definition and elements. Theft, often referred to as larceny, is the unlawful taking of someone else's property without their consent, with the intent to permanently deprive the owner of it. The essence of theft is the violation of an individual's right to possess their property. Types of theft. Theft can range from petty theft, involving items of lesser value, to grand theft, involving property of significant value or of a specific type, such as automobiles or firearms. Robbery. Definition and elements. Robbery elevates theft by involving the use or threat of force. It is a direct assault on an individual's safety, as well as their property rights. The intent to steal must be accompanied by the use of force or intimidation to overcome the victim's resistance. Armed robbery. When the perpetrator uses a weapon, the crime is often classified as armed or aggravated robbery, subjecting the offender to more severe penalties. Burglary. Definition and elements. Burglary involves entering a building or structure with the intent to commit a crime therein, typically theft. The unlawful entry can be achieved by breaking and entering, but also by entering through an open door with criminal intent. Modern statutes. Modern legal definitions of burglary have expanded to include various types of structures and to cover instances where the perpetrator has legal access to the structure but exceeds or abuses that access to commit a crime. 2. Arson and criminal mischief. Arson. Definition and elements. Arson is the willful and malicious burning of property. While historically focused on buildings, modern statutes extend to property such as vehicles and land. Arson is considered a crime against property and, given its potential to cause harm or death, also poses significant public safety concerns. Degrees of arson. Many jurisdictions classify arson in degrees, with first-degree arson typically involving occupied structures or intent to cause harm, carrying the most severe penalties. Criminal mischief. Definition and elements. Criminal mischief, also known as vandalism, involves intentionally damaging, defacing, or destroying someone else's property. Graffiti, breaking windows, and slashing tires are common examples. Legal considerations. The severity of criminal mischief charges often depends on the extent of damage and the cost of repair or replacement. In some cases, if the act is motivated by bias or hate, additional hate crime penalties can apply. 3. White-collar crimes and fraud. White-collar crimes. Overview. White-collar crimes are financially motivated, non-violent crimes committed by individuals, businesses, or government officials. The term reflects the social status of the typical perpetrators, professionals, in a white-collar occupation. Types and examples. This category includes embezzlement, insider trading, tax evasion, and various forms of fraud. These crimes are characterized by deceit or breach of trust, not by the application or threat of physical force. Fraud. Definition and elements. Fraud involves wrongful or criminal deception intended to result in financial or personal gain. It requires a misrepresentation of fact, knowledge that the representation was false, intent to deceive, justifiable reliance by the victim, and resulting loss. Common forms of fraud. This includes but is not limited to identity theft, credit card fraud, securities fraud, and insurance fraud. Each form of fraud has specific legal elements and defenses. Legal implications and societal impact. Understanding property crimes requires not just a grasp of the legal definitions, but an appreciation for the societal and individual harm they cause. Property crimes not only result in economic loss, but can also create a sense of violation and insecurity among victims. Legal professionals must navigate these cases with a deep understanding of the law, a strategic approach to defense or prosecution, and a compassionate awareness of the human elements involved. The legal system's approach to property crimes reflects a balance between protecting property rights, ensuring public safety, and rehabilitating offenders. Penalties can vary widely, from fines and restitution to imprisonment, depending on the nature of the crime, the value of the property involved, and the criminal history of the offender. As we delve deeper into the study of property crimes, remember that these legal concepts are not just abstract theories, but are vital tools in the pursuit of justice. Whether defending the accused, prosecuting offenders, or adjudicating disputes, legal professionals play a critical role in shaping the application of these laws to protect individual rights and maintain societal order. In summary, property crimes encompass a wide range of offenses with varying degrees of severity and impact. From the direct confrontation of robbery to the complex deceit of white-collar crimes, these illegal acts challenge legal professionals to apply a broad spectrum of legal knowledge and skills. Understanding the nuances of these crimes is essential for effectively navigating the criminal justice system, advocating for victims, and ensuring a fair and just legal process for all involved.